If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
One verse of scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thank you for your word, Lord. Now speak to our hearts, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning on the subject true thanksgiving. True thanksgiving. You know, back a few months ago, I started a series on faith, and the first message in that series was entitled Real Faith. And I talked about the fact that our world is overrun with fake products, isn't it? You can have fake anything. And we said the one area that you really couldn't get by with, fake's okay for some things, but you can't get by with a fake faith. And I also want to apply that to the area of thanksgiving. Fake thanksgiving isn't really thanksgiving at all, is it? And so I think it's amazing how much can be said in just a few short words. And I want us to look at this one verse here written by the Apostle Paul and to understand a little bit about true thanksgiving. It's so easy, isn't it, to go through the motions? Well, this is the time of year, and we do our routine, and we do our thing. But as we've said, and we say this every year, really every day should be Thanksgiving Day for the Christian, amen? Amen. Because there's no end of things for which to be thankful. And so I want to share a few characteristics of true thanksgiving. The first characteristic of true thanksgiving is that it must be expressed. It must be expressed. Paul said, give thanks. Give thanks. So many times we talk about good intentions, right? And so many times we talk about our feelings, and you know, we might say in regard to certain things, "Boy, I really feel thankful," you know, or "I really think about how grateful I am," and that's good, but that's not going far enough, is it? I can't think my thanks to someone. Now, we say, you know, and then there might be the cop-out. Well, you know, the Lord knows my heart. The Lord knows everything. He knows I'm thankful. Yeah, but there's still something about giving thanks. Amen? There's something about the act of worship and expressing our thanksgiving unto God. And so true thanksgiving to be thanksgiving must be expressed. I'm sure if we sat here, we brainstormed things and people that we're thankful for. Of course, we're going to see some did in the videos, but I'm sure that probably most of us, I don't want to speak for you, but probably most of us could say, "Hey, I don't express my thanksgiving nearly enough. I know I don't. I try to, but I know I fall short." It's not enough to feel thankful, you know? We have this amazing capacity as human beings to think that if we feel something, somehow we've performed something or followed through on something. Well, man, those feelings really count. Well, not with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving needs to be expressed. And so he said, give thanks. Express your thanks. The parents of a young soldier killed in action gave their church a gift of money as a memorial to their son. During the presentation service, the mother of another soldier whose son was overseas whispered to her husband, she said, "Let's give the same amount for our son." Her husband said, "What's the matter with you? Our son hasn't died in battle." His wife said, "That's just it. Let's give thanks and let's give an offering because he's been spared." Amen. You know this. We don't have to search for things to be thankful for. You know, it's easy, isn't it, to find things to complain about? A pandemic, an economic downturn, a divided nation, racial strife. Boy, it's, you know, and wearing masks and, you know, the new. Boy, it's so easy. It was easy before this crazy year to find things to complain about. Now it's twice as easy. But I submit to you, it's even more easy to think about things to be grateful for, things to be thankful for. And I think Thanksgiving is a lifestyle that needs to be cultivated. You know what I mean? You know, when our kids were little, just like all you parents, we taught them to say thank you. You know, it took a little while. But they learned, and we have to train ourselves to be thankful, to express thanks. And so it's not enough to feel it, it's not enough to think it. True thanksgiving needs to be expressed. Let's be people who, if anything, let's go overboard in giving thanks, because he deserves our thanks, our gratitude. Amen. Second characteristic of true thanksgiving that we see here is that it should be expansive. It should be expansive. He said, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Now, you know what that word "all" means in the original language, don't you? It means all. It's not a trick question. In all circumstances. Now, he doesn't say for all circumstances. You know, thank God for my car breaking down, or, you know, my, you know, physical ailments, or for, but he says in all, in the midst of them. Well, I'll give thanks when I have, when I get past this and when things kind of smooth out, boy, I'll be really thankful. No. Give thanks now. Give thanks in the middle of the suffering, because I guarantee you this. See, that's why I said it needs to be cultivated. If we will just stop for a moment in the midst of our turmoil, listen, God knows we're human. God knows we shed tears. God knows we become anxious and worried. But if we would stop and think in the middle of our upheaval and strife and difficulty, just there are still things I can be thankful for. Amen? Come on. So if we would just say, hey, I know there are issues and there are problems, but I'm going to give thanks for the blessings in my life because the blessings are ongoing. And there are many, many reasons to give thanks. Listen to some of the things Paul knew a little bit about giving thanks in the midst of turmoil, didn't he? In the midst of difficult circumstances. Listen to what he said in Romans 8:18. "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us." So he's talking about real suffering. What positive can you take out of that? Well, I'll tell you something, Paul says. If you put all of our suffering on a scale, it would be completely outweighed by the glory that awaits us. See the attitude in all circumstances? 2 Corinthians 12:10, "That is why for Christ's sake I delight in weakness and insults and hardships and persecution and difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong." Paul says in the middle of my struggle, my difficulty, and my weakness, he says, I can be thankful because I have a strength that comes from Almighty God. Hallelujah. Give thanks in all circumstances. Philippians 1:12, Paul writes from a prison cell and says, "Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel." I'm in prison for preaching the gospel, for doing the right thing, and here I find myself in prison, but I'm thankful because it's given me a chance to share the gospel. It's advancing the gospel. You see, it's not really that hard to find reasons to be thankful, even in the midst of the most dire circumstances, if we cultivate a heart of thanksgiving. There was a man named Sadhu Sundar Singh, a Hindu convert to Christ, and he explained how God wants to use burdens and heavy pressures in our lives. Shortly after coming to Christ, he became a missionary to India. And late one afternoon, he was traveling through the Himalayas with a Buddhist monk, and it was bitterly cold. The wind felt like sharp blades slicing into his skin. A night was approaching when the monk warned Sadhu that they were in danger of freezing to death if they didn't reach the monastery before darkness fell. As they were traversing a narrow path above a steep cliff, they heard a faint cry for help. And down the cliff lay a man who had fallen and was badly hurt. And the monk looked at Sadhu and said, "Do not stop. God has brought this man to his fate. He needs to work it out for himself." You ever hear people say that? He quickly added while they were walking, he said, "Let us hurry before we perish also." But Sadhu replied, he said, "God has sent me here to help my brother. I cannot abandon him." So the monk went trudging off toward the monastery through the snow while the missionary carefully made his way down the steep embankment. He found the man whose leg was broken, and he made a sling out of his coat. He put the man on his back and began the difficult process of climbing back up that embankment. And perspiration was just flowing in the midst of this bitter cold snowstorm. And by the time he reached the path again, he continued to make his way toward the monastery. And he got to where he could see the lights of the monastery, and then he almost tripped and fell. The reason was there was a body there. It was the body of that Buddhist monk who had fallen and perished in the snow. And Sadhu made his way the rest of the way to that monastery. Years later, a disciple of his asked him, he said, "What is life's most difficult task?" Without hesitation, Sadhu replied, "The most difficult task is to have no burden to carry." You see, we have burdens. We have difficulties, we have challenges. Jesus said that life would be full of tribulation, and we know from experience that it is. But yet we can give thanks to God in all circumstances. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, amen? And so, I don't know what circumstances you may be going through, whether you're here today, whether you're watching online. You may be going through some of the most difficult circumstances of your life. And the heart of your Heavenly Father is touched with your circumstances. But I want to encourage you today, even in the midst of that kind of difficulty, give thanks. Give thanks. Find something to be thankful for, because he deserves our thanks. Amen? Amen. Thirdly, this morning, true thanksgiving not only must be expressed and should be expansive, but true thanksgiving is expected. Paul says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Did you ever do something for someone and never hear a response? Never hear back from them? Never hear a word of thanks? And later you say, "Did you get that package I sent? Did you receive that message?" And let's be honest, we say it so it sounds like I just want to make sure they received it. But what we're really saying is, "Hey, I didn't hear back from you." Right? Come on, we've all done that. "Did you really receive it?" "Oh, good, good, okay." We're wondering, we didn't hear thanks. And of course, we shouldn't give for that reason, but still, we're thinking thanks should be given. Paul said, thanksgiving is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. That God wants us to cultivate a heart of thanksgiving. Remember the story of the 10 lepers? And Jesus told the 10 lepers. Now, leprosy, you know, was a deadly disease. There was no cure. Those who had leprosy were outcasts. If they came into an area, they had to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," so that everyone kept their distance. It was a highly communicable, eventually fatal disease. And people who were lepers had no hope in this life of being whole. But Jesus came to the 10 lepers. He said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." That was the prescription of the law when someone had been felt they'd been cured of leprosy and healed of leprosy. The priest would confirm that. They hadn't been healed, but Jesus told them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And Scripture says, on the way, they were all healed. 9 of them continued to the priest, but one, and he happened to be a Samaritan. You know, the Samaritans were from that region that had been subject to intermarriage, and so they were considered lower class by the purebred Jews, and they were there was enmity between the Jews and the Samaritans. But this one man was a Samaritan. He didn't finish going back to the priest when he realized that his skin was whole and he was healed. He went back to Jesus to give thanks. And Jesus said, weren't 10 lepers cleansed? Where are the other 9? Only this foreigner has come to give thanks. Truth of the matter is, when you and I have thankful hearts, even in the midst of difficulty, it blesses the heart of our Father. It blesses Almighty God. Aren't you blessed when someone thanks you for something? Of course you are. We all are. And think of how profound this is. Almighty God, who needs nothing, God is perfect unto himself. He only created us so he could share his love and bestow the bounty of his love on us. He didn't need us. He has no need. He is perfect. That God, we his creation, we are able to bless him. We are able to make his heart glad by giving thanks. Don't you want to bless the Father? I know you do. I do too. Lord, I just bless you. I thank you. Lord, receive our thanks. Scripture says it ascends like a sweet-smelling offering. You know, in the Old Testament, they had prescribed offerings that and sacrifices they would burn, and the aroma would ascend to the Father because it was an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving. Our thankful hearts bring that, waft that pleasure up to the Lord. I talked before about teaching our kids to be thankful. You know, babies are the most ungrateful people on earth. Aren't they? You feed them, you clothe them, you burp them, you change them. Newborn babies, they don't say a word of thanks. It has to be taught. As we said before, it has to be ingrained in them. When we realize the blessings of God, we can make his heart glad. True thanksgiving needs to be expressed. Not enough to feel it, not enough to think it. We need to express. What are some of the ways you can give thanks? What are some of the creative? Maybe this season, this year, this very difficult, very challenging year, maybe we can come up with new ways to express our thanks. Has it been a tough year? Are you going through tough times? A lot of us are. But you can give thanks in all circumstances. There's never a shortage of things for which we can give thanks to Almighty God. Amen. And then we realize that true thanksgiving is something our God is looking for. Let's bless the heart of God and give him thanks. Amen. Amen.